This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London at this hour after placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit. After considering challenging President Trump in 2020 for the White House nomination, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's made his final decision, tweeting that he appreciates the encouragement from people around the nation who urged him to run, but he says he won't be a candidate and will instead focus on his second term as governor of Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress is still talking about impeachment proceedings for President Trump. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator John Kennedy gave his take on the subject.
Impeachment polls right up there with skim milk among the American people. But my advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is not ready to go home and told ABC's This Week he's not ready to impeach either.
I think if it is a close calls go against putting the country through that. We have an important legislative agenda to try to advance. We have important oversight work we can do outside the context of impeachment. And I think at this point that is still the preferred course.
The President and First Lady are off traveling to distant locations again for more diplomatic visits. On Monday, they'll be in the UK for meetings with the royal family at Buckingham Palace. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden is bashing President Trump's human rights record. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Biden speaking at an LGBT Pride Month event in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, and the former VP accuses Trump of not taking a strong stand in favor of basic human rights for all.
This White House has literally a bully pulpit, is callously extending his power over the most vulnerable, implementing discriminatory policies like Muslim bans, turning away asylum seekers, putting children in cages.
Also speaking of his policies concerning the LGBTQ community, Biden promising the first thing he'd do if elected president is to get the Equality Act passed if it still were not already approved by Congress by then. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue Foods is recalling chicken nuggets. About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25th, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I remember after the shootings in Charleston, if you can go back with me for just a moment here, one of the most dramatic things right after the shootings was how some of the parishioners came together and chose to forgive the shooter. It was astounding. And for those of us who walk in faith and consider ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ, we were all blessed by that, to see forgiveness in action. But knowing that in order to forgive something as horrific as this, that it would require one to search the very bottom of their souls to get to that point. Often we pray the Lord's Prayer, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And we do that in sometimes in such a manner of roteness that to really feel the depth of what it means to forgive, you don't know until you're called in that moment to do and to appreciate God's vision and His plan for forgiveness and why it is so key to our healing and to our freedom. We're talking with Anthony Thompson. Anthony Thompson has just released a book called To Forgive, The Charleston Church Shootings, A Victim's Husband, and The Path to Healing and Peace. Anthony, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm absolutely blessed. I'm honored to have you on the show, Anthony, because I got to tell you, I was so touched by, you know, what you taught. You know, America at large, but even those of us who consider us part of the faithful, what forgiveness looks like. I mean, here you experienced the murder of your wife. There were other victims that also chose privately and publicly to forgive the shooter. And the mainstream media didn't understand it. People of the world do not understand the power of forgiveness or what that was all about, but it was, I could sense that all of you determined that you didn't want this act of violence to identify you or your loved ones.
Well, yes, you're right about that, Bill. I did not want this act of violence to identify us or to define us in any way. And that was one of the reasons and purposes for forgiveness. You know, because when we choose to forgive, we allow God to do the judging.
Mm-hmm.
We ask Him to take over. We forgive the offender, and we give the offender and the offense to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's very clear that the Bible states not to take revenge, but to leave room for God's wrath. And it goes on to say, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't can overcome evil by doing evil back.
Right.
And a lot of people who have been hurt and wounded in some way by somebody, either through physical sexual abuse or slander of their name or anything, they feel that in order for them to be relieved and to receive peace, they need to take revenge or harm and hate, you know, or keep a grudge.
Right.
And if we had done that, we would have given in to Dylann Roof completely, because his purpose was to start a race war.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had given in to him, there probably would have been a race war. There probably would have been burning down of our property and business in the city. It, you know, we probably would have begun to hate each other and be more angry at each other more than we, you know, more than we were at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, did not want Dylann to define me nor my family. Did not want him to have control over me nor my family.
Right.
So forgiveness was the best route.
You know, Anthony, people know you, many know you as a pastor, and they say, well, that's, you know, that's a pastor. He's got a leg up on everybody else when it comes to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But I sense that the idea of forgiveness, you know, was a thread that ran through your congregation. I don't know, by prescience or, you know, just the culture of your church or what, because every church brings to the body of Christ a different aspect of God's character. But in order for the church and the members of the church to come to this decision, and I thought very quickly, you know, all things considered, because our first reaction, as you say, is justice and revenge. In our human instinct, we want revenge. We want justice immediately. Forget about due process or anything else. Let's just get to that. But within a short period of time, all things considered, you came together as one, you know, to forgive Dylann Roof. And as I said, it was such a blessing that continues to this day when we recall the example that the body of your church members elicited and demonstrated to the rest of us. But I just had this sense that this was part of the culture of your church there in Charleston. Am I misreading this?
Well, one thing I do need to clarify is that Emmanuel Amy Church, I'm not the pastor of that church.
No, I didn't. I'm right.
Yeah. And my church in particular, Holy Trinity Church, but the people in general, those who family members, you know, were killed, they, you know, they forgive because a lot of them found it in their hearts to forgive. Now, for me, it was divine intervention. You know, I really, for me, forgiveness was not an option because, you know, I look at Dylann Roof the same way I look at myself. I didn't commit a murder.
Right.
Like he did, but I'm a sinner. I have faults like he has. And God chose to forgive me. And so why can't I choose to forgive Dylann?
Right.
You know, as a matter of fact, at the bond hearing, well, first of all, I did not want to be present at that bond hearing. That was the first time I heard who actually murdered my wife and 8 other people. That was my first time actually seeing Dylann Roof or knowing anything about him. Prior to that, my mind was completely on my wife, you know, did she suffer,
right,
you know, just what had happened. And so I had to be really urged to attend that bond hearing. And there was something I did not want to do because I was probation agent for 27 years and I've taken a lot of offenders to bond hearings. And to me, you take it to a bond hearing, bond is set to determine whether they can pay to get out of jail, and then they go back to their cell. I didn't find it to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
But my children, they just kept coming at me about going. So I told them we're going to go. But when we get there, we're going to keep our mouths closed because we've never been involved in anything of this nature. And whatever you say, we're going to hear it again.
Right.
And so when we went, my intention was to be there for a few minutes, get up and leave. And so we got there, we sat down, and the first person spoke was Nadine, her mother, Ms. Lance, was one of the victims.
Right.
And Nadine told the young man, have mercy, you know, she forgave him.
Wow.
I looked at my children, I said, as soon as she gets through, we're getting up, we're going to leave.
Right. Anthony, we got to go to quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we got more from Pastor Anthony Thompson and his book, Called to Forgive, as his story continues right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender.
You know, we often hear that we're called to forgive, and it's one thing to hear those words and even to make the prayer, but yet something else altogether that is beyond ourselves when you have to walk out those words that you say you believe. Pastor and author Anthony Thompson is here telling his story. The Charleston church shooting, a victim's husband, and the path to healing and peace. This book is an account of Anthony's wife's murder, the grief he experienced, and how and why he made the radical choice to forgive the killer. But beyond that, Anthony goes on to teach us what forgiveness can and should look like in each of our lives, both personally and in our communities, even our nation. After much pain, reflection, and study, Anthony shares how true biblical love and mercy differ from the way these ideas are reflected in our culture today. This is a voice that we need to listen to and a book that you need to read. For those, Anthony, who hasn't been offended? Who doesn't have an opportunity to forgive in their life? It's bound to happen. I mean, you just don't get through this life without coming into conflict, do you?
Yes, you don't go through this life without getting into conflict. As a matter of fact, that's one of the verses that God gave me on the night of this tragedy to go back to preach in my church to make me realize what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about saying that things, you know, that people will come in your life and do things in your life to cause you to stumble.
Yes.
But he says, you know, woe to those who do, because he's going to take revenge. Revenge is his.
Right.
But in the meantime, he wants us to forgive. And that's what, and by the time I got to the bond hearing, you know, it was in me. It was in my heart to forgive him, even though I didn't want to be there.
Right.
But when I got there, ready to go, God intervened. And he whispered in my ear. He said, get up, I have something to say.
Anthony, to the point about what God says about forgiveness, is that it's like as if we get in the way. We're mediating in all the wrong way by not forgiving and not allowing God to do what he needs to do, right? If we hold on to unforgiveness. Is that what you understand as well?
That's what I definitely understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because holding on, you know, having a grudge, putting malice in your heart, being angry at that person is really making your life miserable.
Right.
You know, the Bible says you reap what you sow. And if you're going to sow anger, you're going to get anger back. If you sow violence, you're going to get violence back. And so you think you're hurting the offender or the perpetrator when in a sense you're hurting yourself, because this person has no idea that the hate you have for them in your heart, or the anger you're feeling. They're going on with their lives, living their lives normally, or maybe they're incarcerated, just like Dylan Roof, who mm-hmm. has no remorse. He still doesn't care about what happened. And at the same time, you're harboring this hate, and you're making your life miserable.
Exactly.
Not only your life, but it imparts to other people in your life, your family, your church, your community, then your nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just can't overcome evil with evil. I mean,
right.
It causes all kinds of pain. It causes health problems. You know, I've known people to be stressed out. I've known people to have heart attacks. It's been proven, medical evidence, that when you harbor hate in your heart, when you can't forgive, it's going to destroy you.
Right.
Just little by little.
Right.
Forgiveness brings healing.
And God knows this, and this is why he admonished us that we could not hold on. We can't carry the weight of unforgiveness. It's destructive. It is beyond debilitating. You're mastered by that unforgiveness, which nothing good can come out of that. And so here we are. You know, I've heard it said time and again, and sometimes I wonder, I go, what is it going to take for it to really sink in? Somebody has likened, you know, a hatred and anger and unforgiveness toward another is, you know, they metaphorically put it, it's like us drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Exactly. But you're the one really drinking the poison.
Right, exactly.
You know, so you're causing your life to die.
Right. Yeah. And everybody else associated with you that counts on you being whole and free and a reflection of God's love and mercy. How is your family and everybody else? I mean, here you are. You're the pastor of a church. You know, you're the body of Christ that listens to you and comes and meets with you every week. How are they affected by that?
Well, you know, my children, my church, and even the Charles community, you know, we are healing.
Mm. Yes.
We are healing and we're doing positive things. And the reason behind it is because we forgave.
You know,
the family forgave, I forgave, and that forgiveness imparted to our community. You know, and instead of our community hating each other and trying to tear each other's lives apart or burning down the city, we came together.
Right.
You know, the community was united. People from all walks of life, from every race and creed, united, helped in every way that they could to console each other, to be there for each other. The state, the Confederate flag, state of South Carolina, came down when nobody was actually talking about the flag.
Right.
You know, and you're talking about the South Carolina, the first state to speak from the Union because they wanted to keep slavery. We're now discussing solutions to racism.
Right, exactly.
And the city of Charleston mandated a resolution to recognize, denounce, and apologize for the city's involvement with slavery. This was done just maybe a few months ago.
Right.
And these things are the result of forgiveness.
Right.
You know, forgiveness unites, it heals, it brings people together. Unforgiveness destroys, divides, separates people. You know, and people have a hard time, some people have a hard time doing it because society believes that forgiveness is only complete if the offender accepts our forgiveness. You know, but Scripture teaches that we can forgive without a response or acceptance from the offender.
Right.
You know, some people believe that you must feel forgiving before you can forgive. Well, feelings have nothing to do with biblical forgiveness. Forgiveness
right.
is a choice. It is a decision we make in order to begin that painful journey.
Exactly. So,
and that's where we are right now in Charleston, South Carolina. We're doing, I mean, we're constantly moving
right.
to try to make this city better. You know, we're talking about racism. The mayor, our newly elected mayor, Mayor Tecklenburg, has formed an advisory council of pastors, about 500 pastors, and our focus is on reconciliation, forgiveness, and repentance.
Right.
And we're doing everything possible to not only change Charleston, but change the nation.
Well, it's having an effect, Anthony. I got to tell you, because around the world, I'm in Southern California and have been here for several additional weeks beyond my expectation. But I can tell you, I was here for the Watts riots. I was here after what happened with Rodney King and the riots that broke out there. And here it is. You know, by comparison, you have Charleston that chose to forgive, and you're on the road to healing and rehabilitation, and you're a stellar example of what, you know, forgiveness looks like and what healing and peace can look like, as opposed to Southern California that still, I would say, still feels the impact and the injustice of what happened, you know, to Rodney King. And, you know, God bless you and your community and what you're doing in terms of an example for the rest of the country.
Well, thank you so very much, Bill. But, you know, this is the message that we want to get to the rest of the country.
Right.
Because when I forgave Dylan, I'm telling you, I received a peace like no other. I mean, I actually felt my body was trembling. I actually felt it was like something was in me, things were in me, and I could feel it leaving my body. And once my everything was gone, I was light as a feather, and I experienced God's peace, real peace.
Right.
So
as you said early on, but for divine intervention, and this is what you were feeling was the hand of God fulfilling His promise that He gives to all of us, that if we will forgive, He will forgive. Right.
Right. Right.
And all that is represented in His forgiveness, which we know is always more total and more perfect than us. Anthony Thompson has been our guest. His brand new book, Called to Forgive. Thank you, Anthony. God bless. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London at this hour after placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a 3-day state visit. After considering challenging President Trump in 2020 for the White House nomination, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's made his final decision, tweeting that he appreciates the encouragement from people around the nation who urged him to run, but he says he won't be a candidate and will instead focus on his second term as governor of Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're going to be talking true riches, what Jesus really said about money in your heart. John Cortina is going to join us in a moment, serves as the chief operating officer at Generous Giving, a Christian nonprofit that seeks to spread the biblical message of generosity. In addition to True Riches, John is the co-author of God and Money and also speaks regularly at churches and conferences around the country. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me on. Doing great today.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, what Jesus, you know, said about true riches. I mean, there's been so much misunderstanding about wealth and riches and, you know, but what did Jesus tell us?
Well, absolutely. That's so much the case. And, you know, I grew up loving Jesus, wanting to follow him in my life, and I think everybody listening can probably say, hey, I'm a saver or I'm a spender, but for me, I was a saver, and so I was very passionate about building wealth, and I thought if I gave 10% of my income away, that was kind of this Christian rule that we're supposed to follow that we call tithing,
right.
But I could do whatever I wanted with all the rest, and so for me, that meant building wealth, that meant retiring early, and I had a plan for my life of what that looked like. My wife and I were even going to retire by age 40. We were on track for that. But God really started to turn that perspective around and invite me into a different way of viewing things. Like you said, when I really started paying attention to what Jesus actually said about the topic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, here you are. You earned your MBA at Harvard Business School. You have two engineering degrees. You approach things very systematically. There's a cause and effect type of plan. That's the way you're wired. And God says, look, give 10% and, you know, take it from there. But then you realize as you make that commitment that, you know, what is, are you the money that you're earning, are you glorifying God, or are you, or is it all about you and your family?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I when I was pursuing my MBA, I started hearing stories of people, Christian business leaders, who gave in a totally different way, like giving half their income away, sometimes more than that. And it was actually confusing at first. Like, why would somebody want to even do that? Because it's so countercultural. It's so different.
Right. I'll tell you, one of the stories that stuck in my mind was the story of Letourneau. And that how, he and his family, I mean, he gave 85% of his earnings. He gave it away. And I thought, wow. So like you, you hear these stories, and it's something that has stayed with me to say, I want to get to that point to where I could live on 15% of my income.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think at any income level, many of us who, you know, some people don't make as much money as Letourneau and might say, well, that sure would be nice, but I don't have that much money. I don't have that much income. But I think the beautiful thing is, you know, the people Jesus talked to back in his day were not super wealthy, and yet he still issued that invitation to give. And so he recognizes our need for provision, and yet Jesus calls us to live generously and give of our whole selves for his glory as we walk in relationship with him. And that looks different for everybody, but it's his invitation to each of us.
Well, kind of amazing. You know, again, I remind people, Jesus came to set us free, you know, for us to really appreciate and apprehend what God meant by living in freedom. And, you know, we end up enslaving ourselves, being beholden to, you know, to the dollar and to money. And that's where, you know, where we get into trouble is that our love, we go from worshiping God to worshiping money. And that's where, you know, that scripture comes into play, that it is the love of money. Some people say, well, the money is the root of all. No, it's not money that is the root of evil. It's the love of money. It's being out of balance and foregoing, you know, the freedom that God has given us. And we've exchanged freedom for slavery to what? To money? To the things of the world?
That's right. You know, it's a remarkable thing that Jesus said, you cannot serve God in money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have said, you can't serve God in anything else. You can't serve God in political power. You can't serve God in sex. You can't serve God in, but the one thing that he picked to say is money. And so he was really pointing out there's something uniquely spiritual about money and pursuing it for its own sake outside of the context of, like you said, seeking his greater glory is tremendously dangerous to our hearts. And I can say something that was really had me off on the wrong track spiritually. And so I've become so thankful as God has invited me to think about things in a different way.
Right. You mentioned money, and you said this in the book, but what is it about money and humanity?
You know, I think money makes promises to us, and it makes the same promises that God makes, which is why it can be such a dangerous competitor. But what does money actually promise? It promises us purpose. It promises us satisfaction. It promises us security. And I think when we engage with the Bible, when we look at what Jesus said, he says, no, your security, your significance, those are things that come from me because you're a child of God.
Right.
God has created you and invited you into relationship with him. And so your security, your identity, your significance, your purpose, all of these things come from God. And yet money makes the promise to fill those needs for us. So I think that's the uniqueness of money as a spiritual danger, actually, in our lives.
Are we at that point where Jesus said, show me a coin? You know, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God, and that we need to understand that those are specific lanes and avenues. You have the spiritual side, and then you have the temporal side, and never the two shall meet.
You know, it's interesting. I think I actually would love to just make this connection between our spiritual lives and our money. You know, when we, as a Christian, and I know there are people listening who may not have that faith perspective, but I can say this for myself. So as a Christian, I believe that God gave his son Jesus to die and rise again for me to have eternal life. And so actually, I have a short time here on earth. I've got eternity with God, and that's a gift from him. And so if that's actually my frame of reference, if I really believe that I've been given eternity and a secure identity in God through Jesus, that completely sets me free to live differently with my money. If this life is all I've got, I should live it up.
Right.
But if I know that I'm secure forever with God, then that frees me to enjoy what I've been given as a blessing, yes, but also to give radically to make this world a better place.
So this book, True Riches, why did you feel like this is something you had to write this book?
You know, I do think that the conversation on money, even in the church, sometimes we're focused so much on getting the right plan, setting things up the right way. What percent do I do this with? How do I get a plan for that? And we talk about planning in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus is so much on what our relationship with God is impacted by our relationship with money. That's really what we're emphasizing. And I can tell you that for me and my family, we have had our journey with Jesus taken to a whole new level of depth because we've surrendered our finances to him, have begun living differently.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that has brought joy to us, and my co-author Greg would tell you the same thing if he were here with us. So we just want to share that joy, that opportunity to think about money in a different way and find the freedom and contentment that comes with that.
Now, John, were you and your wife immediately in agreement over this, or has this been a process that each of you have found, varying valleys to work through?
That's such a great question. And, you know, I think like so many, I managed to married a wonderful woman, Megan. Mm-hmm. She's been tremendous. And so she has definitely been on board with this generosity journey, but I can tell you that as we have given our lives more significantly to serve God, there have been challenges with that. We hear about the prosperity gospel, right? There's this false belief that if I give money away, God's going to give me a bunch of money. And I just think that's a little bit silly, frankly. And if I give money away, I'm living more faithfully for God. I believe there are all kinds of blessings that can come from that. But am I going to get rich by getting rid of money? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife and I have experienced the challenges and the joys of walking with God more significantly, and it's something we wouldn't trade for anything.
Well, when we come back, I want to have you dig in a little bit deeper to help, help us understand the difference of what it's all about, in terms of, following a formula, as you said, we know about tithing 10%. We think, okay, we've done our duty. Maybe we give a little bit extra here and there. But it's still not dealing with the heart issue. And what you're talking about here, is that we're going to go in and investigate the heart that is really important for us to consider, because if we're going to follow what Jesus said, that's where it begins. It begins in the heart. We've got to realign our heart with Christ's heart and God's heart. Stay with us. We've got more from John Cortina.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows.
pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting where I cannot.
You know, Jesus knew that how we think about money shapes our character. Our approach can make us more like Him, full of contentment, purpose, and freedom, or it can cause a tragic separation from God and the joy He offers. We need a firm foundation for faith and finances and true riches. John Cortinas and his co-author, Gregory Baumer, have invited us to experience four transformations in our financial lives, moving from pride to gratitude so that we see everything as a gift, speaking of counting every blessing, coveting to contentment so that we spend wisely, anxiety to trust so that we save appropriately, and indifference to love so that we give extravagantly. Full of scripture, personal stories, and practical application, true riches offers a clear path away from the empty pursuit of wealth and into a more intimate relationship with God. And I guess that's the bonus here, is it not, at the end of the day, John, is that here you are, you heed what, you know, God has admonished us to do, and the freedom, the contentment, our whole walk with Him it really does make a difference, and we're not just an ordinary Christian or somebody who just says they're a Christian in name and title, but we actually start living our Christian walk out to where it's a lifestyle, in a sense, becomes a lifestyle evangelism, and people say, "Hey, John, I want what you got. What do you got that I don't have?"
Absolutely, that's so true, and I think it's for us as well. I mean, to be conformed to the image of Christ, to become mm-hmm. more like Jesus, and then as we do that, to walk in relationship with Him and feel His blessing in our journey, His presence in our journey is absolutely tremendous. You know, mm-hmm. in the third chapter of Revelation, there's the letter to the church in Laodicea, and they're a lot right. like America.
Right,
they were wealthy, they were proud of it, and the Spirit of Jesus speaking through the Apostle John, he says, "Hey, you think you're rich, but let me tell you, you're wretched, you're blind, you're naked." But he didn't just condemn them. He said, "I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone will open the door, I'll come in and eat with them and them with me." So regardless of our relationship with money or how we've handled up to this point in our lives, that's really what Jesus is saying to us. "Hey, let mm-hmm. me in. I'm knocking, and we can
right.
walk out together."
And I know, John, that this isn't a word of condemnation here. It's just, it's a word of what could be. And it's not so much that it is about any one person. It's a matter of, you know, the corporate, you know, makeup of Christianity. It is a bit frustrating, you know, for people of faith to look over the body of Christ and say, yeah, we are lukewarm. You know, we're just not stepping up. But, you know, imagine if we were more like Christ. All these issues that we're dealing with, you know, from politics to immigration, I mean, you know, just go on down the line, they'd be meaningless. I mean, we would have the answer. The reason that we're fussing and have this political divide, sadly, in our country today is because we're trying to deal with spiritual issues on a temporal level. You know, it's not a fair fight. But yet, you know, the thing is that as people of faith, we have the weapons of warfare to combat this, but if we're not going to tap into it, then we're going to continue to get bowled over. We're going to continue to be frustrated. We're going to, you know, be a reflection of this world, which is anathema to God.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's interesting to think about the motivation for giving, just like the motivations for any issue, as you're saying. And, mm-hmm. and I think I grew up thinking, you know, we should give because it's a good thing to do, right? That's duty. And mm-hmm. duty is fine. And maybe there's obligation. Some people, unfortunately, use guilt to try and get us to give. We've all been stepped into generosity. But none of those are those sustainable motivators. And really, a lot of what we talk about in the book is that God has issued an invitation to freedom and to joy and to a closer walk with Him as we relate to our money. And that's when we see these amazing and radical givers, some of the stories that we tell, people who've recognized God's inviting me into something amazing and exciting. And that's motivating. I want to give more when I recognize that that's what God is going to do in my life.
Exactly. And you won't know it until you experience it. You know, as God says, you know, are you ready? Can you trust me? You know, do you trust me to be a promise keeper? And we should have, as people of faith, we should have enough bookmarks in our life and memorials along the way to see that God has been trustworthy time and again. And so he says, you know, he can handle the test. You know, go ahead. And you imagine, you, as you say in the book, you move from pride to gratitude. You know, just that character difference right there is huge.
Absolutely. You know, I think the common narrative around money is whatever you have, you've earned it, you deserve it.
Right.
And there's a sense in which that's true. I mean, we work hard for what we have, and we have what we have. But again, God invites us to see, hey, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, as it says in the Psalm. So this all came from God. And when we recognize, God, this is all yours, and I've worked hard and I've played a role, but again, it's your money. Mm-hmm. So how do I honor you and recognize provision for my family? There's joy in that. Like, thank you, Lord, that for this Chipotle that I can take the family out for. But also, thank you, Lord, that I can give and be a part of serving the poor and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
It is a form of worship, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so linked to our heart.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I share a story with you, Bill?
Yeah, please.
There was we heard from somebody the other day who I think walked this out in an amazing way. They were a family. They had just paid off their house. They said, we got all this extra money. What are we going to do? They were thinking about saving for early retirement. They were thinking about ramping up their lifestyle, maybe buy a vacation home. But they told us that they had suffered 13 miscarriages in their life. Can you imagine the pain of 13 miscarriages?
Oh,
as they began to surrender their lives to Jesus, including their money, Lord, what do you want us to do with this money? Our house is paid off. We have this extra money. He gave them a vision and a challenge, and they said, we want to fund 13 adoptions for families in our church who want to adopt and cannot afford it. And they said, you know, it doesn't erase the pain of what we've been through to miscarry 13 times, but it has allowed us to experience God's redemption of our story and to partner with Him for something beautiful. And I just thought that was one of the coolest stories that I've heard. Amazing.
Wow.
Again, of walking in intimacy with Jesus in our finances.
And the thing is that's so cool about that is that, you know, they went to God and said, God, what can we do here? What does this look like? And maybe that should be our prayer, too, in terms of radical generosity. What does that look like? That's an individual prayer that we can, you know, go to God and say, God, you know, I want to be a radical, generous, you know, faith believing, God loving individual. What does that look like? You know better than I do from your perspective. You know, help me to see this, right?
That's so true. You know, we get guidance from God's word. And you know, something we love to say is that God didn't send us a rule book. He sent us a person in Jesus Christ. And there's a relationship with Him. And so in the work we do at Generous Giving, that's so much what we end up talking with people about. Is, you know, there's not this list of rules that you have to follow to be a good, generous person, generous Christian. It's really a relationship. It's surrendering and praying, saying, Lord, what would you guide me to do in my life and in my journey?
And I guess the bottom line is that's, I mean, radical generosity is going to be different for everybody that's out there. I mean, in this particular case, it's an experience out of one's life, you know, 13 miscarriages, and hey, we've got extra money. Let's fund, 13 adoptions. And what an awesome demonstration and statement, right in the face of this, this temporal world and culture of death that we have here in America today that's killed, over 60 million babies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A demonstration of God's heart for those who even don't have the strength to defend themselves. And yet it's been a tradition in the Christian community from the very beginning to defend those who cannot defend themselves. You know, it's been another experience we've had is having these conversations, even with young professionals on Wall Street and top graduate school campuses. And again, just another countercultural example from a corner of society. But I have a friend who really was surrendering their finances to the Lord, working on Wall Street in their 20s, and they ended up giving $100,000 to fight child slavery on the other side of the world. $100,000 gift. And you go, that is not a typical way to spend your Wall Street bonus.
Right, exactly.
If you're a young person, but when you've been captured by the love of Jesus, it actually starts to make sense.
And there are many stories like that, is there not, John?
That's one of the great joys of my work, is getting to run into them and try to capture many of those and share them in this True Riches book. But just as you've been so kind to articulate so well, but, you know, moving from pride to gratitude, recognizing that everything's a gift from God, and then I think really straddling the balance. There have been people over the years who have condemned people for enjoying anything in life, and that's certainly not the heart of God that we find in Scripture. And there are others who have used their Christian faith to try and get wealthy and just live an extravagant lifestyle at the expense of others, and that couldn't be further from the heart of it either. But to again, really engage in a relationship with Jesus, ask him what he has for us, thank him for his blessings, and then step out in faithful generosity to bless this world.
And at the end of the day, John, a lot of this stuff in terms of, you know, being a blessing to others, we read time and again in God's word, gifts come in all kinds of forms. Sometimes they're monetary. Sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it's appreciation. I mean, radical generosity can take all kinds of forms and fashion. It isn't necessarily just money. But when you are a radical giver, that you've been changed in to the degree that you want to honor God, you'd be surprised how radical generosity can demonstrate itself, can you not?
Absolutely. It's about walking with our whole self and surrender to Jesus, and that includes our money. It is more than our money, but it is no less than our money. You're spot on.
Well, John Cortina has been our guest. His book, True Riches, What Jesus Really Said About Money in Your Heart, it'll be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. John, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS